Photo essay, Lawmakers Wear Blue and Yellow at State of the Union to Show Support for Ukraine. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 1, 2022. A bipartisan group of lawmakers wore blue and yellow clothes and pins and flew Ukrainian flags at President Joe Biden's first State of the Union address on Tuesday evening to show support for Ukraine after Russia invaded the country last week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, seated behind Biden, wore a blue dress and had an interlaced U.S.-Ukraine flag pin attached to her dress. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, wore a pin and pocket square with Ukrainian colors. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, DEL, wore a blue and yellow pin to honor Ukraine and the bravery of the Ukrainian citizens, military, and government. Representative Mike Quigley, DEL, and other members pinned blue and yellow ribbons to their clothes in a show of solidarity with Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador Rufus Gifford wore a tie with Ukraine's colors and tweeted that it just seemed like the right call to wear blue and yellow. I can't stop thinking about the unprovoked and needless death and suffering, Gifford added. Representative Lori Trahan, DMA, shared a photo to Twitter of her and six other members wearing blue and yellow before Biden's speech started. Tonight, I'm wearing blue and yellow with the hashtag SOTU to stand together with the people of Ukraine, tweeted Representative Elaine Loria, DBA. Many members waved handheld Ukrainian flags that Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, RPA, co-chair of Congress's Ukraine and Ukrainian-American Caucus, reportedly handed out on the House floor. Ukrainian-born Representative Victoria Spartz, RN, wore a yellow dress with a blue blazer to support her birthplace. Additionally, First Lady Jill Biden wore blue and invited Ukraine's U.S. Ambassador, Oksana Markarova, to the State of the Union address. Color coding to send a political message has become more prevalent at the State of the Union addresses after some female Democrat lawmakers wore white during former President Donald Trump's annual addresses.